This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with your friends on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Warren Haynes from the band Government Mule, and I will be talking about my post-9/11 bus ride with Dave Grohl's mom. It's a little nutty, so... Okay, where do I start? I live in New York City, and at the time of 9/11, I had gone to a club the night before called Wetlands. It was a really cool hippie sort of jam rock club, and they were closing. And so I had gone to one of the final shows, and myself and Mike Gordon from Fish and DJ Logic, we were all jamming till like 4 a.m. After that, I went home to my apartment, got to bed about 6 a.m., and our neighbor called and said, "Look out your window," and the plane had flown into the first tower. My wife and I went out on our balcony and watched the whole 9/11 thing unfold on the world's largest TV screen, which is reality. It was the most surreal thing I've ever witnessed. And I had a show in Denver. We started calling to procure a tour bus to come to New York and pick me up. I got a call saying, "Yeah, we found a bus. If you can get to Allentown, Pennsylvania, that's the closest the bus could get to picking me up." So I said, "Yeah, I can do that." And then they called back and said, "There's one more question and you can say no, but would you be open to sharing the bus with Dave Grohl's mom?" Dave Grohl, who, for those that don't know, was the drummer in Nirvana who went on to start Foo Fighters. I've known Dave a long time. And I said, "Sure, why not?" She lived near Washington, D.C., and Dave wanted her to come to California. They couldn't find a tour bus because I kind of took the last one known to man. The bus pulled up with my tour manager and Virginia Grohl, who was Dave Grohl's mom. And we spent the next 36 hours together on a bus to Denver. Nobody really felt like watching TV or listening to music, so we just talked. You know, I knew Dave pretty well, but I had never met his mom. So in the beginning, we did a lot of talking about common ground, you know, telling stories about him and the first time he and I met, or the first time that we had played music together and that sort of thing. She was a school teacher, very charming, very well read, very smart, obviously. And I don't really remember what we first connected over, but I remember the first time that we all started laughing. And I think we all realized at precisely the same moment, wow, we're laughing, and it's the first time in a while. I think that dire circumstances bring people together in a way that forces or allows them to open up to each other more than they might under normal circumstances. And when you go through something that heavy, it has a lasting impact. It stays with you in a way that any life-changing experience does. It becomes part of your DNA. From time to time, in general conversation, somebody will say, "Oh, where were you for 9/11? And I go, "Well, you know what? Do you have a half hour to hear a story about me and Virginia Grohl sharing a bus ride from New York to Denver?"